the people are just freaking out and just they just are just screaming towards the exit. So I don't know what's happening, but we just, the security's everywhere, and we just heard that he was in here, and then all of a sudden people started running like crazy.
And you said you were in the Excalibur?
We're in the Excalibur, yeah, and I think he's in here now, right now.
Well, do you think you're safe to be chatting with me on the phone right now? Do you feel okay where you are, or?
Well, I'm hiding in a cupboard, so I can't get any more secure than I am right now. We wanted to go up to our room, but there's no, they don't require a key to go up to your room, and we thought, almost a sitting duck trying to go up to your room if he's either in the elevator or in the hallway. So I thought we'd be better still in the casino, but we just have no idea where to go.
So in terms of where you were when you heard about this, how close to where you are now were you in? Was there like an announcement over the PA that
nothing. Just people just started talking about it. People kept running. People were running into this casino. They shut down the Luxor. Apparently, it happened across the street at the MGM, and then they apparently locked down the Luxor. They didn't lock down the Excalibur. I don't know what happened outside of that, other than that I saw security like crazy, and then people started talking about the shooting. And then, they started talking about the person being in here, and then security was going like crazy, and all of a sudden people started shrieking and running out the door here.
And you haven't heard any shots fired from where you are?
No, I haven't heard anything yet. Just not sure what's happening yet.
Okay. How many people are with you right now?
Well, there was three of us. One lady, when people said running out the door, she took off. Diana and I decided to keep cover.
Well, I mean, is there anything else about what's going on there that you think folks in Vancouver should definitely be aware of?
I can only tell you what I'm experiencing, and that is that I'm hiding in a cupboard.
Yeah.
Waiting.
How long have you been hiding for?
I don't know, 10 minutes. We've been hiding for 10 minutes. Yeah, 10 minutes.
Okay, so about 10 minutes, and that was kind of when everybody started talking and getting concerned.
Yeah.
And
yeah, well, they just you could see security kind of converging on an area, and there were people running, people are hiding behind pillars, and they're crying. All kinds of stuff is going on. And then all of a sudden, so we decided that rather than go up to our room where we didn't feel like we could be secure up there, there's no security on the elevator to get up to your room. So we decided to come behind a countertop, and they had some cupboards in there. So we're kind of cowering behind the cupboards. And then while we're hiding in here, just a whole stream of people are running to the door, shrieking and crying. And so I don't know. All we heard is that he was in here, and the crazy thing is our dealer wanted us to finish playing the hand that we were playing. We just grabbed our money and ran.
Oh, wow. And am I correct in assuming you're from Vancouver then?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and you're probably just there on holiday?
Yeah.
Okay. How much longer are you thinking you'll stay? Do you think you'll continue to stay down there, given what's happening right now?
Well, I don't think we're in any position to make any decisions right now. We're supposed to come home on Wednesday, but...
Yeah. Well, I'm sending all my good thoughts your way. I know that may not mean much right now in the cupboard. If you do happen to see anything else, and certainly don't leave the cupboard if you don't feel safe
right.
at all. But if you do see anything else, please give us a call. We'd love to be able to share that folks from Vancouver in the city are safe right now.
Yeah, for sure, will do.
Okay, thank you so much for the call. And by the way, what was your name again?
It's Jenny Watson.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much, Jenny. Stay safe.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.